So I think my favorite part about being a maintainer on these aircraft is being able to have like a long day of like fixing things, and then once you have all of your work done, like seeing the aircraft fly again, it's just super prideful, and it's cool to see that like all the work you've done is now flying.
Welcome to Black Snake Bites, the official podcast of the 122nd Fighter Wing in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today we're speaking with Delaney Smith, who enlisted in the Air National Guard in 2021. She currently works as a crew chief in the maintenance squadron and has big plans for her future once she graduates from Purdue University with a degree in mechanical and aeronautical engineering. Delaney, welcome to Black Snake Bites. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's beautiful weather today. The sun's out. Love it. So getting right into it, many people join the National Guard because of those educational benefits that will help them pay for school. So I'm curious why, when you had joined, you had already been in school for a while. So could you talk about why you made that decision, and was that a big adjustment for you personally?
I was reached out to by a Marine recruiter at Purdue, so I went and I met with him because I realized that I was kind of running out of funds for college, and I was like, oh, there's got to be a better way to help me pay for this other than loans. So I went and I met with the Marine recruiter, and it just wasn't for me. So that kind of started my search into something that could help me pay for school. And I had a friend in one of my classes who was in the Air National Guard, and he was explaining to me all of the wonderful things that he got to do as a crew chief and all of the benefits that he got for school. And I was like, that's super interesting. So I went and I came here and I met with a recruiter, and I was like, this is way too good to be true. There's no way. So I told my parents that I was going to join, and they were like, no, you can't join, because the only military I've had in my family are like active duty Marines and Army. So they didn't really understand what the National Guard was or what I was going to be doing, so that was really difficult for them. I've always been a spontaneous type of person, so I like to try new things. So I was super excited to get into this, and I was a little nervous for the adjustment of a possible year off of school, but now looking back on it, I'm extremely grateful for the opportunities that I've had here and everything that I've been able to do.
So how long were you out for the training for being a crew chief?
Yeah, so I was out for an entire year of school. So I left in August, and then I came back mid-March.
Mm. What was that biggest adjustment for you, that like going from not being in the military to suddenly being in the military?
So I think the biggest adjustment for me was knowing that I wasn't going to know anything, and being able to go in there and accept that I don't know anything, and kind of shifting my perspective from being a civilian to having all of the discipline that like basic training teaches you and all of the wonderful life skills that you learn through the military without even consciously knowing that you're doing it. I think that was the biggest adjustment, but in the best way.
What was your boot camp experience like?
It was a lot of fun. Honestly, I would probably go back if they paid me to come back.
No way.
Yeah. The first like week and a half, never really fun, but I think after that it kind of felt like a simulation. And then at the end it was like, wow, my parents are here.
Yeah. Did they still have you wear your sneakers with the uniform for
a
while?
Yes.
The sneaker leakers?
Yes. Yep.
I look back on that with let's say not fond memories.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what is next for you after you graduate? Because how many more semesters do you have right now?
So I'm graduating in May, and then I'm going to go start working for Lockheed Martin in June. So my start date is June 24th, and I'm super pumped
for that. Oh, that's so exciting. So what are you going to be doing at Lockheed Martin?
So I'm going to be a flight test control engineer for the F-35.
Wow. And how did you even start down this path? Like, what led you to that degree and to this job?
So my dad has been my best friend throughout the entirety of my life. We've just really clicked really well. And I'm determined that he wanted a boy, because he taught me all of the things that you would normally teach a son. So he taught me how to throw a football, and I've been working on cars with him for a long time. So when it came time to choose a degree, I was between engineering at Purdue and being a photographer at Ball State. So
that's a big difference.
Right, exactly. So I'm glad that I went the direction that I did, but my dad has kind of been the one that I guess, started my love for mechanical things. So it just seemed like a really smooth transition, and I really loved it.
So do those skills kind of translate to other areas of life, say, like fixing a car or, you know, that kind of stuff?
For sure. So the degrees that I'm in are like half hands-on and half theoretical.
Okay.
So it was nice to have the hands-on stuff with my dad already, but to be able to go to Purdue and learn actual theoretical behind it and why things are designed the way they are, that really helped me kind of tie the two together. Same thing with airplanes. So the aeronautical part of that degree, we do a lot of like airframe and power plant certification stuff. So a lot of your mechanic type things, but then in the classroom, we're taught all of the theory behind why they work that way and why they're designed that way.
That's cool. I think some of those skills would have served me really well with my first couple cars.
Yeah.
So was a career in engineering something that you always wanted to do, or did that develop over time?
That developed over time. When I was younger, I really liked medical things. So I really wanted to be a nurse. So that was my first career path that I wanted to go down. And then in high school, I really loved my darkroom photography class. So I thought I would want to do something like wedding photography. And then when I started getting older and understanding the mechanics behind cars with my dad instead of just holding the flashlight, like, it became really interesting to me. And my sister, she chose the medical route, and seeing her go through it, it just wasn't really something that I think I wanted to do. So it just seemed like a good option, and it was something that I didn't have to work extremely hard at understanding.
Sure. So you've been a crew chief since 2021, but once you graduate with your degree, you're going to be commissioning. Can you talk about that process and that experience?
So a DSG maintenance officer slot became available, and that's something that I've been interested in. So my supervisor, he told me that the job was opening and that I should apply. So I was like, well, I'm only an A1C. I don't really know anything yet. Like, I'm still learning. But I went and applied for it anyways. I had like 2 weeks to take my AFOQT and thought that the interview experience would be a good way to kind of build my confidence in future interviews. So I went in there, did my interview, wasn't expecting anything out of it really, and then was blessed with the offer. So that was pretty awesome. I'm super excited for that. I really wanted to be at least a staff sergeant before I applied, but just to have a little bit more experience under my belt, but I'm super thankful for the opportunity.
Sure. And how has your experience as a crew chief prepared you for working in your future career at Lockheed Martin?
I think it's extremely important for engineers to work as a maintainer at some point, because not only are you designing the things that are being maintained, but if you design something that might work theoretically, if you can't maintain it, there's no reason in designing it or putting it into production, really. So I think it's important for engineers to understand that aspect and get in the shoes of those who are working on those jets. So when they come to you and say, hey, this doesn't work, you understand why it doesn't work, and you can fix it and make it easier for the maintainers to keep them flying longer.
So you're going to have that practical experience as well as that theoretical knowledge. I think that's a great pairing for sure. And I think you may have alluded to this already, but do you have someone in your life that inspired you to start pursuing these goals?
My parents are both extremely supportive, but my dad has always been the one that kind of understood all of the mechanical talk. So whenever I learn something new in class, I call my dad and I'm like, hey, Dad, guess what I learned? Or, for example, I was out here and I learned how to use a new tool called the Johnson bar, and I was super excited about it. So I called my dad and I was like, hey, did you know this existed? And he was like, no way. So we like to nerd out together, and he was kind of the one that sparked my interest in prolonging that in my career.
That's great. And what have you enjoyed most so far about working first with the A-10 fighter aircraft and now moving into the F-16?
So I think my favorite part about being a maintainer on these aircraft is being able to have a long day of fixing things, and then once you have all of your work done, like seeing the aircraft fly again, it's just super prideful, and it's cool to see that all the work you've done is now flying. So,
yeah. What is one thing about being in the military that surprised you the most or was the most different from your civilian life?
I think the thing that surprised me the most was the family atmosphere and how everybody here comes together, no matter what shop you're in or who you are. We're all there for each other, and that's not something that I didn't expect, but something that I didn't expect at this kind of level. So being able to know that if I'm going through something, I have all of these people to support me no matter what I'm going through, or if it's military, if it's civilian, I'm just super blessed to be with this family, and I'm glad that 20-year-old me was like, I'm going to come and I'm going to do this, and it's going to be great.
Yeah, I work in a different, you know, squadron than you, obviously, but I've had the same experience, you know, people that come alongside you at all times of life, you know, good and bad. And that's been awesome. If you could look into the future 10 years from now, where do you imagine or hope that your career is going to go from here?
On the civilian side, I would like to be a maintenance manager at some point. I think I would love to be a liaison engineer. So I'd like to be in between the engineer and the maintainers and be that gateway so I can allow communication to flow evenly and with good translation. I think that I would love to be in the production side of the F-35 or any of our newer fighters. I think it'd be cool to be part of Skunk Works. That would be something that would be awesome. But ultimately, I would like to be leading a team of engineers to go after, like, a tactical project would be what I would love to do.
Did you say Skunk Works? Mm-hmm. Can you explain what that is?
So Skunk Works is Lockheed's division where they do all of the top secret, like, newer aircraft and newer drones and technology. For the military side, I would like to stay as a maintenance officer. I really love the atmosphere in maintenance and just want to continue learning and being part of that squadron and maintenance group and being able to use the knowledge that I've learned to help newer airmen and newer officers as well.
Well, Delaney, thanks for taking the time to answer all my questions.
Of course.
I love meeting people who are as passionate about their goals as you are, and you've been an inspiration in that today. I wish you luck as you are finishing your degree and pursuing new challenges. Black Snakes, family and friends, we are turning it over to you now to share the show and spread the word about this podcast. And until next time, storm hell.
This is the official podcast of the 122nd Fighter Wing. Views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of the 122nd Fighter Wing, Air National Guard, or United States government. No endorsement of any person or business is ever intended.